FNC's Carlson on Left's claims of misinformation. This is what panic looks like. These are people who know they're about to get crushed. By Jeff Poor on November 8, 2022. Monday, FNC's Tucker Carlson said with Democrats and their like-minded allies in the media sounding the alarms of misinformation as Election Day approached was a show of panic. According to the Fox News Channel host, it was a sign Democrats were on their way to a defeat in this year's midterms. Transcript as follows. Carlson, not since the men of ancient Athens scratched their preferences on pottery shards, has a Democratic election been freer or fair than the one we saw in this country 2 years ago. That's what you have heard a lot. Joe Biden got more votes than any president ever. 81 million, at least, and every single one of those votes was entirely real. There was no cheating of any kind. Every mail-in ballot belonged to a real person who voted just once. No drop box was stuffed. Nobody coached dementia patients in nursing homes to vote the Democratic line. Even Vladimir Putin somehow decided to stay out of that election. Tech oligarch Mark Zuckerberg did get involved. He spent $400 million to control the mechanics of the election, but for the very best reasons. Mark Zuckerberg wanted to keep voters safe from the deadly coronavirus. His reward is in heaven. And above all, in case you were wondering, voting machines around this country recorded the legitimate results with flawless precision. The machines counted each vote cast for each candidate and awarded those votes accordingly. Can you see the software that would prove that happened? Well, no, you can't. As with the body cam footage from Nancy Pelosi's house, you don't have the necessary clearance to see it. But you can know that electronic voting machines are 100% safe and reliable, and that's why government officials have told you again and again that the 2020 election was the most secure in American history. Believe it. By the way, if you don't believe it, our advice is to shut the hell up unless you want to be sued into bankruptcy or have the FBI interrupt your breakfast. That, in summation, is the official media-approved view of our last election. It was perfect. Don't ask questions. So, given that we were a little surprised when we pulled up Politico this morning. Politico is the publication that helps control the rest of the media on behalf of the Biden administration. We were surprised to discover that actually, voting machines are not safe at all. Electronic voting machines, Politico told us, are in fact easily hacked and manipulated, which is why real countries like France have banned them and use paper ballots instead. There are real risks, Politico told us, that hackers could tunnel into voting equipment and other election infrastructure to try to undermine Tuesday's vote. According to Politico, that's entirely possible because many states use wireless modems to transmit unofficial election night results to their central offices. These modems use telecommunications networks that are vulnerable to hackers, and malicious actors could exploit them to tamper with unofficial vote data, corrupt voting machines, or compromise the computers used to tally official results. Huh? Rigged voting machines? Fake vote totals? Underground tunnels to subvert modems? Isn't this the release the Kraken talk? Well, it is. And as of yesterday, it would have been regarded as insane, possibly criminal. It would have been an assault on our democracy, but things have changed. 24 hours before Democrats are expected to lose in the midterm elections, Politico is letting you know that elections are fake and not just because of rigged electronics voting machines. By the way, there's an even bigger problem. Somehow, despite the best efforts of Google and Facebook, some of Joe Biden's critics have been allowed to speak in public. And that means it's possible that their dangerous opinions may have infected the minds of some confused and mentally enfeebled voters, tricking them into not loving Joe Biden. This is known in the business as misinformation. If left untreated, it can develop into a condition called disinformation. Watch CNN explain the difference. Begin video clip. Erica Hill, CNN host and correspondent. We know there are different kinds of falsehoods out there related to Election Day. Some of them, set to go viral on that day, and this is where there's a really important distinction between misinformation and disinformation. Donia Sullivan, CNN correspondent. Misinformation is, you know, people might share false information mistakenly, by accident. Disinformation is false information that is created to deceive. Jim Sciutto, CNN anchor and chief national security correspondent. Disinformation is deliberate. One of the most sort of sad phenomenon, right, is in 2016. Most of that disinformation came from outside the country. Now, sadly, a lot of it comes deliberately from inside this country. End video clip. Carlson, first, we learned that the voting machines are hacked. Woo, and then we learn not only do we have disinformation, but the disinformation is coming from inside the house. It's terrifying. On MSNBC, we learned that communities of color are suffering the most. Begin video clip. Ali Velshi, MSNBC host, where is the black vote for you right now? Because some observers have said it's not as enthusiastic as it was last time around. Stacey Abrams, D, Georgia gubernatorial candidate. Again, this is a question of who is doing the polling and who is doing the counting. I do not believe it's because of a deep well of enthusiasm for my opponent. We know that black voters are often discounted, and unfortunately, this year, black men have been a very targeted population for misinformation. End video clip. Keisha Lance Bottoms, CNN political commentator, I think that Stacey is spot on with that. I listen as my kids watch NBA highlights and whatever else they watch on YouTube. I hear the misinformation being piped in. End video clip. Carlson, honestly, it's pretty easy to fool black men. Says Stacey Abrams, whom we should remind you, is not at all a racist. She's just keeping it real. Is Anderson Cooper a racist? Well, we can't say, but he is concerned that there are an awful lot of gullible Mexicans out there. Watch Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper, CNN host, Anderson Cooper. 360, the number of Hispanic-eligible voters has increased by nearly 5 million since 2018. But Spanish-speaking communities are also being flooded with disinformation and conspiracy theories, much of it through social media. Evelyn Perez Verdia, Chief Strategy Officer. We are Moss, we are sitting in a home where I used to break bread with Republicans who are now been radicalized. O'Sullivan, for some Latinos here in South Florida, election lies have ruptured friendships and split families. Tamoa Calzadilla, Managing Editor. Fact check Edo, you can see disinformation in English and in 2 or 3 days you can see this disinformation with captions in Spanish. O'Sullivan, one of the challenges of tackling Spanish disinformation is that so much of it is spread on the messaging platform, WhatsApp. Messages are encrypted, so fact-check labels can't be used like they are on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. End video clip. Carlson, now, maybe we're giving them too much credit. But we didn't realize that Anderson Cooper hated Hispanics. We thought he loved them. Yet, there he was in the tape we just played you. Those damn Mexicans and their conspiracy theories. Which, if you think about it, is itself a kind of conspiracy theory. Anderson Cooper knows because he has read on Twitter that non-white voters are rejecting the Democratic Party in record numbers, but why are they doing that? That's the question. We know they can't be thinking for themselves and drawing their own conclusions like adults. That's impossible. They're not capable of that. So, there must be disinformation afoot. That's his conclusion. Of course, Stacey Abrams agrees and she's no racist. This is what panic looks like. These are people who know they're about to get crushed. And they're desperate to pretend that they're not responsible for it. Voters don't hate us. Honestly, that's disinformation. The Guardian newspaper announced today that if we don't eliminate freedom of speech in this country and impose more censorship to fight disinformation, voters might try to opt out of the current utopia and at that point, we'll have civil war. Judges will be assassinated. Democrats and moderate Republicans will be jailed on bogus charges. Black churches and synagogues will be bombed. Pedestrians will be picked off by snipers in city streets. They printed that. Message, bottom line, Democrats absolutely cannot lose tomorrow's elections. That's their view. This cannot happen. So, with that in mind, they're already preparing the rest of us for election theft. Which if you don't want a civil war you shouldn't complain about, you should just passively accept. ABC News posted a story tonight letting us know that a red mirage or an artificial GOP vote lead will likely reoccur on Tuesday. Early election night results might not indicate final tallies, and that's okay. In other words, to our readers, says ABC News, don't worry, John Fetterman is going to win. So with that in mind, since they've already said what they plan to do, how are Republicans planning to respond to this? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.